listening to the 5-Minute Scholar from memorywizards.com.
You know, Ben, looking at this old crumbling archway at the edge of the park, it's what, maybe a couple of hundred years old? And it already looks ancient. It makes you think about the things we build and how they endure, or how they don't.
It's a perfect thought for our topic today, because when we think of things that didn't endure, we often think of the big one, the Roman Empire. The very phrase, the fall of Rome, conjures this image of a sudden cataclysmic event, a dramatic end to 1,000 years of civilization.
Exactly. We're taught a specific date, 476 AD, when the last Western Roman emperor, a young boy ironically named Romulus Augustulus, was deposed by a Germanic chieftain. It feels like a final curtain drop on the ancient world, but history is rarely that simple. For the people living at the time, did it really feel like the end of the world on that one specific day?
That's the perfect way to frame it, and it leads us right to our central question. Did Rome really fall in a day?
I have a feeling the answer is a resounding no.
Not even close. The first and most crucial point is that the fall of Rome was a process, not an event. It was a slow-motion collapse that took place over generations. For the average farmer in Gaul or a merchant in Spain, life in 477 AD was probably almost identical to how it was in 475 AD. The lights didn't just go out across Europe, it was more like a slow, flickering brownout that had been happening for over a century.
So 476 AD is more of a convenient bookwork for historians than a day that changed everything for the common person?
Precisely. It was symbolic, but the real power of the emperor in the West had been fading for decades. The empire had become too big, too complex, and had already started to fracture. Think of it like a giant multinational corporation. It doesn't just vanish overnight. First, it closes a few international branches, then it sells off a division, the stock price slowly drops, and management keeps changing. For years, it looks like the same company, but its power and influence are just shadows of what they once were. The day it finally declares bankruptcy is just the official end of a long, slow decay.
That makes so much sense. So what was causing that decay? We always hear about the barbarian invasions.
And that's the second key point. The barbarian invasions were more of a symptom than the disease. The real rot was internal. Rome is suffering from a death by a thousand cuts. First, you had crippling political instability. In the 3rd century, there was a 50-year period where Rome had over 20 emperors, most of whom were murdered by their own troops. Imagine a country having a violent change of leadership every 2 years. Nothing gets done.
Total chaos.
Then you have the economic collapse. To pay for the massive army, emperors just kept minting more coins with less silver in them, causing hyperinflation. Your life savings could become worthless in a decade. They raised taxes to ruinous levels, crushing the middle class of merchants and small landowners. At the same time, the empire was being ravaged by plagues that decimated the population. So you have a crumbling economy, an unstable government, and a shrinking population, all while trying to defend thousands of miles of border. The barbarian tribes weren't attacking a healthy, powerful empire. They were walking into a house that was already falling down.
So if the fall was a slow internal process, what happened to Rome after 476 AD? Did it all just disappear?
And that's the final fascinating point. Rome never truly fell in the way we imagine. It just transformed. First, and most obviously, the Eastern Roman Empire, headquartered in the magnificent city of Constantinople, continued to thrive for another 1,000 years. They called themselves Romans, followed Roman law, and saw themselves as the true continuation of the empire.
We call them the Byzantine Empire now, but they wouldn't have known that name.
Not at all. And in the West, the idea of Rome was so powerful, it outlived the state itself. The Catholic Church, the most powerful institution in the Middle Ages, was modeled directly on Roman bureaucracy. It used Latin as its language, and the Pope even took the old Roman title of Pontifex Maximus. Roman law became the foundation for almost every European legal system. Kings and emperors for the next 1,000 years, from Charlemagne to the Habsburgs, would claim to be the heirs of Rome. So, in a very real way, Rome didn't die, it just dissolved and became the foundational DNA of the entire Western world.
a perfect summary, Ben. And for our listeners who want to dive even deeper, you can find the full interactive games, summaries, and activities on memorywizards.com.
It's the perfect way to lock in what you've learned. Until next time, stay curious.